The founder of Bob Jones University, Dr. Bob Jones Sr., was one of God's great warriors for the faith. The message you will hear now, recorded during Dr. Jones' earthly ministry, illustrates his firm conviction that whatever the Bible says is so.
My friends, this is the 50th message in a series of 52 that I'm bringing on What Does the Bible Say? And we are trying to make these messages so practical. We're trying to bring them down to earth, down where we live. Because we've walked out on God in this country, and we've gone away from the Word of God, and we're in one grand mess. I've said to you in a previous message that if a man is a sinner, he can try to live up to the philosophy of the Bible and to the ethics of the Bible. But if he's a sinner and does his best to follow the Bible on what it says about this world, he won't go to heaven by doing that. He'll go to heaven by trusting Christ, the Christ of the Bible, to save him. But the Bible helps people get through this world. Now listen, the philosophy of the Bible, whatever may be your life, you may not believe in the doctrines even, but the philosophy of the Bible helps us. But the trouble is, the Bible's been discredited and discounted in so many places. And the old Puritans of New England that believed the Bible were rugged characters. You can say what you please about them. God bless their memories. They stood for something. They believed something. Now, it may be that they might as well balance as some people should be. I think it's always more or less characteristic of Christians that they have a tendency to give maybe an overemphasis on one thing and an underemphasis on something else. But they stood for something. But now the trouble with us in America, we walked out on the Bible, and the Bible is an authoritative book. Now, it's a book of authority. It claims to be from God. It says, thou shalt not, and thou shalt. Now, man has always, since he fell, resented being told what to do and what not to do. How many times you've heard people say, I don't want anybody to tell me what to do and what not to do. But when our forefathers came to America, they told people what to do and what not to do. They told their children what to do and what not to do. Back in those days, we had law, we had authority, we believed something. And men stood for something, and preachers preached something. And they had old-time rugged convictions. Then after a while we got where we said, it doesn't make any difference what we believe anyhow, you know. Go ahead most anyway. It doesn't matter what you believe. Go ahead and live your own life and so forth and so on. That's not in the Bible. Then there was a bigger lie born in hell or hatched in the satanic domain. Then Satan makes no difference what you believe. It does matter what you believe. Listen just a minute. It matters what you believe as far as this world's concerned. I remember one time that I was on a train with my wife years ago. We were in a Pullman sleeper. And she went to bed before I did. And after a while I undressed and came back to the berth and reached in there behind the curtain and said, sleep, dear. And a woman screamed and said, the man's in my berth. Miss Jones was next birth to it. I believed I was at the right birth, but I wasn't. Yes, everything depends on what you believe. Yes, so how you live depends upon what you believe. I believed I was going to the right birth, but I wasn't. So it goes in this world. You get in trouble all the time. Your conscience is regulated by what you believe. My conscience regulates what I believe. A Protestant conscience, a Catholic conscience, not the same conscience. A Catholic's conscience hurts him if he doesn't go to Mass on Sunday morning. A Protestant conscience doesn't hurt him for not going to Mass on Sunday morning. Why? Well, they believe many of the same things, but a Catholic believes in an authoritative church. And a Protestant believes in an authoritative Bible. The Catholic says, when the church speaks, that's the voice of God. Protestant says, no, no, when the Bible speaks, that's the voice of God. And that all of us are kings and priests in this dispensation here. Everything depends on what you believe. Now listen. When you put a question mark after the authority of the Bible, you begin to start down the road. Now, remember that. Now, the first thing the devil did in the Garden of Eden was to raise a question. He says, has God said? That's the question. Now, has God spoken? Why, somebody said, oh, yeah, go up through nature to nature's God. You can't go up through nature to nature's God. You've got to understand nature to go up through nature's God. Nature's not what nature used to be. There's a curse on creation. Every chord in nature's in a minor key. The wind sighs, the sea moans. You wouldn't understand that without the Bible. The Bible tells us what's the matter with creation. It's the result of the fall. When Adam and Eve said, "Has God said?" and they said, "That's wrong. I've got a right to my opinion about this thing. I'm going to eat that fruit." And then what happened? Then the curse came. Came on creation. And the thorns and thistles grew, and Adam had to go out and sweat for a living. And the mother of the human race had to bring forth babies in pain and be subject to her husband. And Cain and Abel went out, and Cain slew his brother, and the curse has come down the earth. Listen, all the curse on creation and all that's happened to the human race has come because Adam and Eve did not heed the word of God. And our forefathers in this country believed the word of God. They didn't all live up to it. They didn't all live as they should live. I know that. But they said, here's a court of appeals. Here's an authoritative book. And when I was a boy, even sinners would sit down and talk about the Bible. But we walked out on God, this nation of ours. And now you don't know what a Baptist believes, or what a Methodist believes, or what a Presbyterian believes, or what an Episcopalian believes, or what anybody believes unless he stands up and tells you. When I was a boy, you saw a Baptist preacher go down the road, you said, that fellow is a Baptist preacher. What does a Baptist believe? He believes the Bible. He believes the virgin birth. He believes that Jesus Christ was God manifest in the flesh. He believes that Jesus Christ died on the cross, saved sinners, and rose from the dead. And he believes you're saved by grace through faith. And he don't believe any religious dictator over him. He believes in every little church and having local self-government. And he believes in putting them under water because he says baptism typifies the burial and resurrection of Christ. And he says it's a type. It won't save you, but we want to type that burial and resurrection, see. All right, you see a Presbyterian come around the road. You say, what does he believe? Well, he believes in foreordination, predestination. Is that all? Oh, no, no, he believes the Bible teaches that. He does. Yes, he believes the Bible teaches that. And he believes that Jesus Christ was born of a virgin and was God manifest in the flesh and died a vicarious death on the cross and rose from the dead. And yes, he believes you're saved by grace through faith in the atoning blood of Christ. Oh, he believes just what the Baptist believes. No, not exactly. He believes that part the Baptist believes. But he believes in pouring the water on the head and he baptized. Well, why does he believe that? Well, he thinks it typifies the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. The Baptists think it typifies the burial and resurrection of Christ. But he thinks it typifies the outpouring of the Spirit. Oh, I see, I see. But they believe the fundamental same things. Yes. When I was a boy, all these Christians in this country, they believe the same thing. Baptists, Methodists, Presbyterians, they believe all the same fundamentals. They don't anymore. You don't know what one of them believes in this day and time. Some place he believes one thing, some place another. You don't know what a Presbyterian believes just because he's a Presbyterian anymore. Everybody knew, and they used to have religious debates. They'd get up and debate what they believed. Now listen, men and women, something's happening in this country. Things are not going right, I'm telling you. Things have happened. What is it? It started when somebody in some school somewhere began to say, well, is the Bible the Word of God? Are there any errors in it? Some of it may be all right. What about it? And they had the destructive critics that began to take hold of it. That's when this nation started down spiritually. Now, we may have more church members, but we're in the worst fix we've ever been in this country. And we're getting worse every day. And God Almighty called me to found Bob Jones University. To stand up in this day without compromise and face the foe. When he trained my son, Bob Jr., and his associates, to hold a base and to clad all the world, whatever the Bible says is so. That word of God is settled in heaven. There's no compromise, no trimming. And all of us believe the same fundamentals. Methodists, Baptists, Presbyterians, Episcopalians, congregations, all of them that are Orthodox. Independence, everybody. All of us believe, if we are Orthodox, born-again Christians, all of us believe that the Bible's the word of God. And we believe it says certain fundamental things. And all the fundamental factual things we agree about. Now we've drifted away from it. And I'm going to tell you, Christian, something. You better be careful about yourself. And you better watch your step. And you better take care of your children. Every teacher that teaches in Bob Jones University has to sign our creed every year. And we don't keep anybody here. And under our bylaws and charter, we couldn't keep anybody here that has one question about the eternal essentials and fundamentals of the Christian faith. Listen, the great scholars of America, the mightiest brains that I know, have been the brains and the heads of men that believe the Bible. It's the only logical position you can take. Something's wrong with man, and the Bible tells us what it is. And what does he say it is? What does the Bible say? The Bible says man fell into sin. Evolution says he's started a little protoplasm, something, and started up, and he's going. And yeah, who said so? Well, we guess that, see. I don't have to guess. I know the Bible's the Word of God. I'm sure of it. I've tested its promises and found them never fail. And I've never known any man that did what the Bible told him to do that didn't come out of his darkness into the light. And I've never known a man in my life, an infidel, an atheist, an agnostic, or anybody else that got converted but what he immediately believes the Bible. And these folks that don't believe it are sinners. These religious liberals have never been born again. And that's what's the matter with us, and that's the reason they don't know where they're headed. We know where we're going. We old-time Orthodox people. We're not confused. We know where the world's headed. We know that the darkness is gathering. We know where Jesus Christ is coming back. We know that men are fallen creatures, but we know that Jesus Christ is able to save unto the uttermost all who come to God by Him. And now let me tell you, friends, you better get back to your Bible. You better get it out there and dust it off and read it to your children. Set up a family altar and teach them it's the Word of God like our old fathers and mothers taught us in this country days gone by. I can see my Bible now, my mother's Bible, over on a table, and we walk so lightly around there. It's God's Word. When they took it down, we listened to it because it said it was the Word of God, and we believed it, and said God loved us, and Jesus died for us, and rose from the dead, and went back to heaven, and is coming again. Say he'd save us if we'd trust him, and we trust him and found him. And thank God I found him when I was 11 years old, and he's precious to my heart now. And I love that old book, blessed book, precious book, on thy dear old tear-stained leaves I love to look. Thou art sweeter day by day as I walk the narrow way that leads at last to that bright home above. God help us to get back to his word. Our Father, we thank thee for the word of God forever settled in heaven. Help us to be true to it, and to be faithful to the Lord Jesus Christ, as he set forth in the Bible. We pray in his precious name. Amen.
You've heard Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith. If you're interested in an educational institution which stands without apology for the old-time religion, the absolute authority of the Bible, which emphasizes the fundamentals of the faith and has high cultural and academic standards, write to Bob Jones University, Greenville, South Carolina, 29614.